Jen Zamperali on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit leiahealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.
Lads, I think hosting Christmas dinner for the first time might just be one of the most daunting tasks on the planet. I mean, just in my mind, the expectation, the judgment, I feel I'm starting to perspire even thinking about it. So if, like me, you're worried about the basics, like I'm talking roasting potatoes or like oven space for the turkey, don't worry, we've got you covered. Well, we actually don't have you covered, but a man who does is chef, author, TV presenter Adrian Martin, and he's here to rescue us from an impending culinary disaster. Adrian, thank you for coming in.
I don't know about that. I'll do my best though.
Well, listen, I need all the help I can get. I am an open book when it comes to my lack of knowledge in the kitchen. I would burn a boiled egg.
Wow.
Like, it's not good. God bless my husband. But he did not marry me for my cooking skills. So I need help.
So are you cooking this year?
So the way it's happening this year, Adrian, is we are going to my mother-in-law's home.
Yeah.
And there's quite a few of us.
Okay.
So there's been dishes divvied out.
Yeah.
Okay. So we've been given a couple of different things to prepare. And there's a part of me that's just like, okay, Fabio, you are just going to have to do this. But he's really busy this year with work, so I think it's going to fall to me.
Okay.
So do you think that's a good idea, first of all, divvying out?
Yeah, I think so.
Different dishes.
We're doing the same thing with my partner's family on Saturday. So, like, she's vegetarian, so obviously I'll make a vegetarian dish for her and
okay.
a couple of sides and things like that. And everybody brings food together. So you divvy out the jobs, makes it a little bit easier. Yeah.
Is it going
to
be
if you want to send recipes to people, make this is the one I want.
See,
or send them a TikTok.
You know? This is the thing. So yeah. I know, like, who's getting what dish.
Yeah.
And I'd be in Fabio's ear going, but just, babe, do you want to just say, like, I love my Brussels sprouts done like this at Christmas. Mm-hmm. Do they do the Brussels sprouts like this? And you can't do it though. Like, you can't do that. You
yeah,
just have
I
to
know.
Let people do their own thing.
Yeah.
So I presume, like most important events, the planning is what's crucial.
Yeah.
So how should somebody hosting for the first time go about doing it?
I think for me, I always do like a list. So first of all, it's like break down your meal. What's your starter? What's your main course? What's your dessert?
Okay.
What exact ingredients you need for all of those things. I would recommend shopping before Christmas Eve because it's chaos on Christmas Eve going into the shops. So go in day before, 2 days before and get yourself prepared really with your ingredients and clear out some space in your fridge. This is a good time to declutter your fridge, have a little bit of an organize and go through it there. Something you can actually make now is your dessert.
What?
Yeah. Why don't you make your dessert now and pop it into the freezer? I make a chocolate bomb. It was made back 3 weeks ago and it's ready to go. It's a Swiss roll chocolate bomb. It's very simple. You buy shop-bought, ready-made Swiss roll chocolate, line a pudding bowl with cling film, and then chop up your Swiss roll and lay it all in on the inside of the bowl so it lays into it and make a filling. So what I do is I make like an eaten mess filling. Very, very easy filling to make. It's whipped cream, some berries, meringue crushed in.
Oh.
You can put some chocolate in. Fill that in the center and then put more Swiss roll on top of that and then squash it down with a plate and then freeze it.
Did you bring any in for me to sample?
No, I didn't. That's ready for my guests.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So that's basically a dessert you could do. Have it done. And then on the day, Christmas Day, pop it out of the freezer, pop it out of the bowl, stick it on a cake stand. And then a little bit of, what I do is I just get strawberries and sugar, a little bit of vanilla. Mm. And then I just stew them down and that goes on top with desiccated coconut. And that's your dessert done.
Oh my God.
And that's in the center of the table. But you can do that now. Or Jamie Oliver came out with the greatest recipe of all time, which was the Get Ahead Gravy, where you can make your gravy now. Okay, so which is using chicken wings, a mirepoix veg, which is just like a mixture of vegetables. So it's like leek, celery, carrot, garlic, some herbs, chicken wings. Roast them in the oven until they become caramelized and crispy. It takes about 45 minutes at 200 degrees. Take them out of the oven, place them onto a hob, little bit of flour, white wine and water, and let that simmer away until it thickens. And then you get this lovely get-ahead gravy, which you can literally pop into, like, once it cools down, pass it through a sieve and pop it into a freezer bag and leave it in flat in your freezer. And then on Christmas Day, pull out that gravy and add the juices of the turkey to that. So you get like this double flavored chicken turkey gravy, which is incredible.
What?
Yeah, it's next level gravy.
So
yeah,
the idea of just pre-preparing everything and sticking it in the freezer.
Even down to like vegetables. So on the day before Christmas, this is called blanching vegetables. So when you blanch a vegetable, what you do is you cook it till it's like fully. So a carrot, for instance, will take about, the way I chop them, they'll take about 10 minutes to cook in boiling water. And then what I do is I prepare like iced water beside it. So I strain the carrots and put them straight into iced water on Christmas Eve. Then I put them into a bowl and wrap them and leave them in the fridge. And then all I have to do on Christmas Day is glaze those carrots with a little bit of honey, ginger, and I finish them with mint. If you ever have chopped mint on your carrots, it is incredible. It's a game changer. So this is really, really good. Try that on your glazed carrots next time. Same with broccoli. Broccoli will take 6 minutes. I normally do sprouting broccoli, so I will literally boil the broccoli in salted water so it maintains its lovely green colour. And then I just, again, refresh, it's called. So refresh into iced water, into a bowl, and then leave that in the fridge once it's cooled down, wrapped in cling film. And then on Christmas Day, all you do is you reheat the broccoli. It takes literally 30 seconds to a minute to reheat in boiling water. And then into, I do this like kind of emulsion. So it's like butter, ginger, and a little bit of stock.
Oh,
it's delicious.
Nice.
But those are things you can kind of do day before, and don't panic. That's really
See, that's it. It gets rid of the panic. Because Christmas Day, let's be honest, Santa's been, hopefully, if you've been good and you're on the nice list and you've got the toys going, you've got the Christmas movies, there's so many things going on in the home that the last thing you want is to be panicked or stressing about the meal. So if I knew in the back of my mind, well, I've got half it in the freezer.
Yeah, or in the fridge, you're ready to go. Like it's in, then all you have to worry about is the turkey. Well, realistically, all it is a big chicken. That's really it. So when you think about it, all it is a big roast chicken.
So this is, okay, this is the most important part. I think the turkey, well, hopefully I'm not just speaking for myself, is the most intimidating part for a first-timer, okay?
It's huge.
It's huge. It's huge. In my mind, all I was thinking was, can I just get the butcher to do something?
Yeah, you can. You can ask him to take, sometimes the turkey doesn't fit in the oven. So you got to check that first.
How do you know?
I think like just measure the size of your oven and go, look, this is, or like
tell the butcher,
this is the size of my oven. Will this fit in my oven? And they'll know because they're kind of the experts when it comes to that kind of thing. And if it doesn't, ask them to take the legs off. It's a good thing. Take the legs off and cook it just as a crown on the bone.
Okay.
Which I've had to do a couple of years because we've had a turkey that's been way too big. So I had to do it on Christmas Day. So that's kind of a hard job to do if somebody's not used to doing something like that.
Absolutely.
So do ask, make sure, ask your butcher, ask whoever you're buying off. Will this fit in my oven? My oven is X size.
Okay.
That is really important.
Top tip.
Yeah, it is. I think on Christmas Day, think of it as like a chicken. So turkey needs to sit on something on its tray to stop it from catching and burning underneath. So we call this a trivet. A trivet is basically just chopped up vegetables stuck underneath, so it kind of raises the turkey up a little bit.
Okay.
And don't look at, I think the worst thing to look at is really weighing your turkey and saying, I'll use one of these calculators to tell me how long it takes to cook a turkey.
Why is that the worst thing?
Because what ends up happening is either you undercook it or overcook it, and it ends up being ridiculously dry. And
but then how do you figure it out?
So there's a thing called a digital thermometer, which you can pick up. It's a food thermometer. You can get them in most supermarkets now.
Okay.
And all you do is every 30 minutes to 45, I'd say 30 to 45 minutes, is take out your turkey and baste it and probe your turkey in the thickest part of the meat.
Probe my turkey?
Probe it, yes.
Now, what does that involve?
So probe it means get your digital thermometer, stick it into the thickest part of the meat, and it should read when it's cooked 75 degrees Celsius. So once you hit 75 degrees Celsius, your turkey is cooked perfectly, and it's moist and it's juicy, and then you can remove it from the oven and let it rest.
So don't get out the calculators.
Yeah, because most of the time you end up, it'll tell you 6 hours for a turkey, and it's like, realistically, that turkey may be done within 3.5-4 hours.
Oh, so you'd have bloody wrecked
it. Yes, you'd have wrecked it. Like, so things like keep it simple, especially if you're a first timer doing turkey. Most people say to go underneath the skin with a flavoured butter. I think that's quite a difficult thing for first timers. So just cover the top of it with butter.
Do you stuff anything in it?
I mean, you can if you like. You can make a nice stuffing if you like and stuff it. But that, again, that takes longer for it to cook. So I tend to do the stuffing separately.
Separately, okay.
And then what I do is I just put in some clementines into, so chop up some clementines, put them into the cavity along with some herbs. So I put three herbs at Christmas, sage, thyme and rosemary, just into the cavity, and they give a lovely perfume and steams
into the cavity. Lovely. Does that mean up the bum?
Yeah, up the bum, yeah.
Okay,
up.
Lovely.
Yeah, amazing.
Tips for managing thyme, because yeah, this is the part that terrifies me the most, yeah, because I think, okay, even if I get the veg right or the turkey right, I am not going to get the thyming right.
Okay.
So how do you manage the thyme?
So
do you have to do a list or...
Yeah, I think like the first two jobs you'll do is your ham and your turkey. So have those two going first. Like I put the turkey on first. It's always the first thing I do Christmas morning.
Okay.
Turkey's on first. All the vegetables are kind of out and kind of almost ready to, they're in their pots, kind of sitting there ready to go.
Okay.
Ham is boiling away and then I'll glaze that at a certain stage. Once the turkey comes out to rest, you have basically an hour and a half. So you have. So you take that out to rest, cover it with tinfoil and cover it with loads of tea towels, and it insulates it and keeps it really warm.
I didn't know you had to rest the
turkey. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What happens if you don't?
If you don't, like what happens is you lose all the juices and it'll go quite dry. So rest it, and
okay,
that frees up your oven space. That 1 hour and a half,
gotcha,
means 45 minutes takes to do roasties. So I do the roasties first.
Okay.
Carrots, realistically, if you have them cooked the day before, like I've said, glazing them only takes 3-4 minutes.
Okay.
Broccoli takes 1 minute 30 seconds. Stuffing you can reheat quite quickly in the oven. You know, things just come together very quick that way.
It's
just
so it's that hour and a half that you're giving the turkey a rest.
Yeah, and I realistically think of it then as like I'm actually just doing Sunday lunch now. I'm just preparing my Sunday lunch. I'm just doing a gravy. I'm just doing a couple of roasties, a bit of mash.
So that takes out the psychological tension of, yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, glaze your ham. Your ham glazes in 30 minutes. So once your roasties are done, I'd get the
ham. How do you do the roasties?
I use Maris Piper potatoes because they go lovely and crispy on the outside and fluffy on the inside.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. And then what I do is I actually do nice small ones. So some people tend to do big, huge roasties and they don't have much surface area. Whereas I cut them up kind of a little bit small, parboil them and take them to a stage where you think, oh God, they're actually nearly mash. Okay. And then what I do is I get my tray. I have just goose fat on the tray. And a little bit of garlic, and I just use a full bulb of garlic skin on, and I just literally crack it, potatoes in once they're parboiled, into the oven. And then I finish with herbs. Some people put the herbs in at that stage, but they tend to catch and burn. So I add the herbs in the last 10 minutes of cooking, and they go so crispy.
And then
Parmesan cheese to finish.
Oh, do you know, believe me then, if you get like a Yorkshire pudding and you get the roasties and you put them in the Yorkshire pudding and then you get the gravy.
Well, hold on a second. Who said we have Yorkshire puddings in Ireland? I've never had a Yorkshire pudding with my Christmas dinner.
What?
Yeah. Hold on a second now.
That's not normal.
That's not normal. He's shaking his head.
Oh my God. In my home, Yorkshire pudding is a big Christmas dinner thing. You get all the bits and bobs. You get the turkey and the potatoes and the gravy and everything. And you put it into the Yorkshire pudding and then you eat it.
It does sound lovely.
Oh, it is lovely. Give it a try. We've got some questions in. So,
go for it.
Does Adrian have any tips for cooking a couple of turkey breasts or a crown instead of the big bird?
Yeah.
So cutting the legs off was one.
Yeah, cutting legs off. But if you're doing a crown, so into a brine, which is lovely. So a salt brine, which is basically like, have a little Google for recipe for it. You basically lay it into the brine so it kind of salts it and keeps in lovely moisture. Remove it from the brine and then cook it. But also I've seen a lovely recipe an old boss of mine did, which was in buttermilk, which you seep the turkey in buttermilk overnight. And then remove it from the buttermilk, pat it dry and roast it. You ever have buttermilk chicken where it's like that crispy chicken?
Yes.
And it's really moist? It's kind of a very similar thing. Poultry takes buttermilk because it's quite acidic. So it tenderizes and gives lovely moisture as well.
How do I politely tell my mother-in-law that's how I want the turkey done?
Just send her the recipe.
Okay.
Just go online and send
it. Do you leave the veg in the ice water in the fridge overnight?
No, so I remove the ice water first. So as soon as they're cooled down, remove that ice water and then wrap them and leave them in the fridge that way.
Okay. Tell us a starter, main and dessert that are foolproof.
Okay, so starter, I'm not going to leave it very hard for you. Soup is a great one because, like, let's
Classic.
Be honest, it's so much food. But there's a lovely, I think leeks are so underrated. My favourite all-time soup is potato and leek soup. But
okay.
Roast your leeks with loads of garlic and butter. And it is so, so delicious. If you roast them first and roast them with the potatoes and herbs, and then blend up your soup. Soup makers just literally taste like onion water, so don't just whack it in and cook it in it, but roast first and caramelize and get loads of color, and you'll have a delicious potato and leek soup. Very, very simple. It's very easy. And I think you need to start with something light.
Absolutely.
It's quite a big meal. Main course, obviously, you're going with your whole turkey dinner. But if you're a vegetarian, there's lovely recipes for, say, mushroom duxelle Wellington, which I think is lovely.
I love anything Wellington.
Yeah, so like you can make a duxelle. It's very simple. It sounds quite difficult, but it's just literally portobello and wild mushrooms chopped up with some shallot and garlic, Madeira wine. So make sure you look out for Madeira wine because it's delicious with this. Thyme and cream. And you make this lovely mushroom mixture. Cream's great.
I love cream.
And then what you do is you cool that mixture down and leave it in your fridge and then make your Wellington with puff pastry. You can buy the shop bought puff pastry. It's very simple.
And dessert. Yeah.
And dessert, I have a lovely recipe actually on my website for white chocolate tiramisu. It is divine.
That's a plug.
Yeah, it is a plug.
Go on, tell me.
I have to do it.
Tell me what it is.
So basically, I think mascarpone cheese is such a lovely carrier of flavour when it comes to sweets. So what I do is I grate in white chocolate, fresh vanilla pod seeds and icing sugar. That is literally your topping. And then what I do is I do some lovely macerated berries. So macerated berries are basically strawberry, cherries, whatever is kind of you can get your hands on this time of year. Creme de cassis. So, you know, creme de cassis, which is a blackcurrant liqueur. If you ever had a Kia Royale, this is really nice, actually, when you're having guests over this year. Kia Royale, a little bit of creme de cassis in the bottom of your champagne glass. Prosecco on top. Try that this year. It's really good.
Oh, Prosecco.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. But yeah, white chocolate tiramisu.
Question.
Yes.
There's always a lot of leftovers.
Okay.
Okay, and... well, in my family home...
You want to say curry, were you?
No, well, listen, the mounds of leftovers that would be in my family home would just be eaten for the next week.
Yeah.
You know, they could just be left in the trays that they were served in for Christmas dinner on top of the hob. And then, you know, it would just be like pick as you please.
Yeah.
What can you do with the leftovers?
I think like most people tend to do a curry, but there is a lovely, if you tend to look into the category of curries, when we go to a restaurant, you think there's Massamam, there's Kormaz, there's, you know, there's so many different kind of types. What I would recommend is picking one that you really, really like and learning the recipe for it. So my favorite one's korma. And what I do is I just literally use lovely coconut milk and I finish it with mango chutney. And I make papadums, and then I add in my leftovers into that, and then literally a little bit of pomegranate on top, which is sweet. And then for your rice, what I do with rice is I always tend to put in star anise and cinnamon this year because it's Christmas and you want still to keep that scent and smell. But with your leftovers, if you have so many, please do cook a curry like that or something and bring it to a homeless shelter. I think
great idea.
Yeah, I think so.
Really good idea.
If there's so
now,
many.
Your version sounds fantastic. Can I give you my version?
Go for it.
So you get the thickest white sliced pan that you can buy and
butter. Is this batch bread now? Or
yes.
Is this, oh, yeah, batch bread. Okay.
And butter. Yeah. And you put in the leftover turkey, some cheese and onion crisps. Oh, so I love that.
Cheese
little bit of
crisps.
Loads of salt on it and just those turkey sandwiches for the rest of the week. I love that. Love that. Now, before I let you go, Adrian, do you have any plans for Christmas yourself?
We're just taking it easy. My brother's in Vancouver, so he's not going to be home. And my sister's traveling the world at the moment. She's in Thailand. She's having a great time.
Oh,
so
wow.
There's only going to be four of us at home this
That's
year.
That's nice. Intimate Christmas dinner.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice. So, yeah.
And what are the plans for 2024?
Just to take it easy. That's what he's saying.
I love that.
Run another marathon. That's my plan.
Can I just say, I think that's one of the best answers I've ever heard, because too often people feel the pressure to go, oh, well, let me tell you about my list of things that I hope to accomplish. It's nice to just say, do you know what? I need to breathe for a while.
Yeah.
Well, listen, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And
too.
May all the wonderful blessings come to you in 2024, Adrian. Thanks for coming in. Many of us hopefully feel a little less stressed about the whole affair after this chat. And yeah, I think people need to check out, what was your website?
ChefAdrian.ie, or on Instagram, ChefAdrianM.
Jen Zamparelli on 2FM with Leia Healthcare. Always a beat ahead. Visit LeiaHealthcare.ie. Leia Healthcare, looking after you always.